We're learning this week about hezekriah, a tough phrase to translate. Damage that comes from sight, from vision. Very unclear what exactly that means. The Gemara, the Poskim, use the term a lot. Bava Basra, Shulchan Aruch, a number of different simanim. Not really clear at all what exactly hezekriah is. What kind of damage is caused by sight, by gazing at something. So we'll just discuss tonight, by way of introduction, some of the different problems Rishonim and Achronim raised to explain what the issue of hezekriah is. Before we get to that, we should just note that in terms of what the halacha actually says, hezekriah has two components. We're learning in Siman Kufnun Dalad, we're learning about construction, what types of buildings and structures and windows you're allowed to build and not allowed to build, doors. These are halachas about how you have to design your property, your facility, to avoid hezekriah, to avoid the possibility that you may wind up looking at somebody else. There's another aspect to hezekriah, which in some ways is even more practical, comes up even more often. That comes up in Siman Shinayin Ches. Over there, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's the first siman in Hilchos Mazik, in Hilchos Adma Mazik, that the Shulchan Aruch is explaining how far the Isser of Mazik goes, how careful you have to be. Shulchan Aruch says, Afilu b'riyaso, even simply by looking at something, in Yeshbo Hezek l'chaveiro, if such gazing is going to cause injury to your fellow man, Osir l'estakel bo, you're not allowed to look, you're not allowed to gaze. L'fikach, Osir l'adam, lamar al sadeh chaveiro, b'shash menes b'kam asya. Therefore, an example of that is, you're not allowed to look at your fellow man's field when the crop is there, because that can cause some sort of damage. So in our simon we're dealing with the construction, how you set up your property to avoid hezek. There we discussed the atzimisser, even assuming your property is set up properly, you're not allowed to go and deliberately gaze at things if it causes hezek. We'll discuss what that means, what kind of hezek is going to cause. This is a common shaila you have. You're walking down the street, the Hanukkah time, sometimes people have their windows up with the menorahs. Obviously, you can look at the menorah. That's the point of pursuing Nisa. But you want to look inside the guy's house and see how his dining room is set up and how his what's going on there. That potentially could be an issue of hezekriah. We'll discuss, you know, whether it is or it isn't. We'll get into that a little bit more later. So what exactly is hezekriah? So we find about a half dozen different ideas present in the Rishonim and Achronim. Some of them are alluded to in the Gemara. Some are not. As I said, the Gemara never really identifies for us what exactly hezekriah is. So this Shulchan Aruch we just read, that this example of you can't stand next to a field if there's a crop in it, that's based on a Gemara. The Gemara in the first Sugya Bava Basra, first Daf in Bava Basra, has a discussion about hezekriah, shmei hezek or lo shmei hezek. Is there such a thing as hezekriah at all? We paskin, of course, yes, there is. There is hezekriah, but the Gemara is not sure whether such a thing is hezekriah at all or not. The Gemara brings a brisa that says that you're not allowed to go to your friend's field with a crop in it or garden and look at it. So that's a raya. There is hezekriah. Mara says, no, that's worse. That's worse than regular hezekriah. Gina shiny, a garden, someplace where crop is growing, is worse because of this memra, the osir la'adam, a person is not allowed to stand next to his friend's crop and gaze at it. Why not? Gemara doesn't say. Rashi and Bava Basra and Rashi and Bava Metzia, where this Gemara comes up again, Rashi says the problem is ayin hara, that ayin hara, that you cause somehow damage through the evil eye. Now it's interesting, the Rambam paskins that there is no hezekriah on a gina. The Rambam says that you do have to have a small fence, 10 tvachim, just for other reasons, but a normal hezekriah requires a fence of 4 amos. This is a small fence that you make for other purposes. The Rambam clearly holds that there is no hezekriah on a gina. The Rishonim were matmi on the Rambam. It's an explicit Gemara that's even worse than hezekriah. Even if you all hezekriah, lo shmei hezek, this is certainly a problem. Ayin hara, whatever the problem is. So what happened to the Rambam? How come we paskin there's no din of building a proper 4-am fence on a gina? So Rav Matisyahu Strashen, in his commentary on Bava Basra, says that it seems that this is the Rambam's usual habit of omitting or modifying any Gemara that deals with anything supernatural. Anything that's not a normal scientific thing. His language is, he says, "Ha'emes kachu darka shel Rambam lahashmit dvarim sheyotz mehekesh hativi." Anything that's not natural and has to do with ayin hara and ruach hara and shadim, the Rambam leaves it all out. And people have written extensively on this. He brings Mark Tchias. There are later authorities who have written about this. Marsham, there's a tshuva in the Marsham that he points out. The Rambam leaves out one of the most beloved Minhagim in Klal Yisrael, eating Simanim on Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, Emes Yara Darkos, because he didn't really bring things down that have to do with supernatural things. Rashi says, Chas V'Shalom, we don't accept that. We do believe in everything Chazal said, but the Rambam, he says, that was the Rambam's view. There's a famous Rambam in Gittin, in Yvamas, the Gemara says, if you see a person who says, I'm Ruvain, write a get for my wife, or I'm Ruvain, I'm dying, my wife can remarry, well, the halach is, if you don't get a positive ID, the Gemara says, you have to worry, maybe it's a demon, maybe it's a shade. So the Gemara says, you see a kind of shadow, a shadow of a shadow, bavua de bavua, you have to have a certain signature type of shadow that Shadim don't have. The Rambam leaves out that requirement. So again, the early Acharonim mostly look for technical reasons why, but some of the later Acharonim wrote, it was because the Rambam leaves out everything having to do with supernatural things. However, Matisyahu Strashen goes on and says...
He does talk about amulets on Shabbos and taking them out.
Yeah, except he says they don't work. That's actually one of the famous Rambams. And the Rambam says you're allowed to do lachash, and even on Shabbos, I think he says you're allowed to perform a lachash, even though it doesn't work, because it makes the guy feel better. The placebo effect, basically, he's happier if you do it. So that's where one of the most famous goans is, where the Shulchan Aruch brings down that language of the Rambam that you're allowed to do it even though it doesn't work. And the Shulchan Aruch says this is the sheet of the Rambam, who didn't believe in all the supernatural stuff and Shadim and Shemus and lachash and anything. And the Gaon has some very, very strong language about Karhikos, Al-Kadkado, the cursed Greek philosophy led him astray, and Chazal clearly did believe in this, and the Rambam's Dichuyim are not plausible, and it's against Chazal, and there is Panemius, not the Panemius of the Rambam, but real Panemius in these things. But yeah, the Gaon did not agree, but the Rambam pretty consistently doesn't bring down anything which is supernatural.
Well, this is different. Here is Mamash allowing you to have a lesser wall. It's not just not bringing down.
Yeah, no, this is worse, right. This is not just an omission. This is a modification of the halacha. The truth is, the Ramat HaSeosh Rashan goes on and says, the truth is here. The Rambam himself was asked this question, why he left it out, in a tshuva that some of the Rishonim bring. Difficult to understand what his answer is. The Rambam kind of laughs at them for asking this question. He says this question is not worthy of you. He was asked by the Chachmei Lunel, the famous scholars of Lunel. He says, Zosa Sheila lo Haishal Anoshim Gidolim Kamochim Lishalos, you shouldn't have asked me this question. Don't you understand? Real Hezekriya, which we'll discuss what real Hezekriya is. Real Hezekriya is a thing, he says. This, he says, is just some kind of Midas Chasidus. People worry about Ein Abisha. It's only Chasidus. It's not, it's only a Shinuya in the Gemara. It's not Liba de Hilchasa. The Rambam kind of mocks back the whole thing, but he doesn't really, he calls it Midas Chasidus. Does it exist or doesn't it exist? If it doesn't exist, it shouldn't be Midas Chasidus. If it does exist, you know, not clear why it shouldn't be Mikra Adin. But anyway, the Rambam himself gives a sort of difficult to understand answer, and actually, yeah, the Rambam doesn't pass in the Agina, but this is one issue, the issue of Ayin Hara, whether you learn it Kipshuta, like Rashi does, whether you learn like the Rambam, it's a reason for Midas Chasidus, and other posts can bring it down too, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, for example, and he explains this Isser of looking at someone's stuff. He says you're not allowed to look at someone's stuff because of Ayin Hara and so on. Ramban, Rishonim bring this also in other places. One of the reasons for Hezekriah is Ayin Hara. You cause damage by the evil eye. They don't usually tell you what that is exactly, but they say I saw on the drushes of Rabbi Yeshua ibn Shuib. He says Ayin Hara is it's a gaze. The gaze can cause harm. He brings he says that was Bilam's koch, but Ayin Hara causes damage. He says, and it can actually cause harm, some kind of metaphysical harm, however one understands it, that's one issue, that's the issue of Ayin Hara. The second issue, which the Shulchan Aruch Harav also brings down, is probably one of the common things we would suggest. Basically, it's an invasion of privacy. The Shulchan Aruch Harav continues, and he says, even in a situation where there's no Ayin Hara, afilu ba'asako v'matzav shel chaveiro she'en bem chashash hezek ayin, he says, nevertheless, it's usur to look at a person's private affairs, a beso b'reshuso, meaning his private affairs. Shema ena chafet sheyedu mimaisa. Maybe he doesn't want you to know his personal affairs. Me'asakov. That itself is a reason. The fact that he's uncomfortable with you knowing what's going on in his house, that itself is enough of a reason why you shouldn't be doing that. The later Acharonim bring the Ramban. The Ramban comes up Derech Agav. He's not setting out to explain. It's not his goal to explain what the idea of Hezekriah is. The Ramban is actually discussing a question you'll see in the Siman about whether there's a din chazaka for Hezekriah or not, which depends on different factors. But in the course of his analysis of whether there should be a chazaka, the Ramban holds, trying to argue that there shouldn't be. He's trying to argue that it's a very severe and very egregious kind of hezek. So he writes, Kolshin Hezekriah, it's even worse than some of the other examples in the Gemara where there's no chazaka. Kolshin Hezekriah, which is so serious, Nizkei Adam Ba'adam, who It's a form of an Adam being Mazik and Adam. Why? Imishim Ayin Hara, Imishim Ayin Ra. One reason is Ayin Ra. One reason is Mishim Lishna Bisha. Doesn't explain what that means. Lashon Hara. I guess it means people are going to, if you're doing anything that you're embarrassed of or you feel uncomfortable with, again, it's sort of an invasion of privacy, Svara, that people are going to go and say bad things about what you're doing. So that can redound against your interest. Third reason, he says, Imishim Tanusa. It's not tznius for people to look at your things. Now, it's not exactly clear what he means by tznius. It sounds a little bit like it's benadim lamakom, that if you're doing something which is not appropriate for people to see, it's not really benadim lachavero. It's not in this case, it's daminister, that people shouldn't see what's going on. This is more famously developed by the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah is going on a Gemara later in Bava Basra, at the end of the third parak. The Gemara over there brings one of the many Mishnayos, Amar Chazal, a talk about Hezekriah. The Mishnah says, "Lo yiftach adam lechatzra shutfin pesach neged pesach, chalon neged chalon." Not allowed to open a door facing opposing someone else's door or a window facing someone else's window. The Gemara says, "Why not?" Minan imili. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, Vayisa Bilam. Again, Bilam. Vayisa Bilam asena vayar Yisrael shalchem leshvatav. He saw them camped according to their shvatim. Ma ra, what did Bilam see? What was he so nispoiled from? What struck him as being so significant? The Mardashans ra shein pischa aleim chuvan and zelazeh. He saw that the openings to their tents were not aligned, so they couldn't see into each other's tents. Amar ruin halalu shtishu aleim shchina. He said, this is a great tzchus, this is a great conduct of Yerushalayim and proper conduct, and they deserve to have ashras shchina. So the Ramah explains that what Bilam, that the issue here is, we're not just dealing with Benadim L'Chavero. The Mashmos here is that it's inherently wrong to have doors facing each other, even if both parties are Mokel. He somehow mendayek that from the Gemara, from this passage in the Gemara. And he says, because it's a Benadim L'Mokum thing, doesn't matter if they're Mokel, he says, even if they're Mokel, it's still Aser, he says. And the reason is because he refers to it as Tzniusa Denashi. Doesn't explain exactly what he means, but because you can see the women might not be dressed, might be doing things that are not sneers to have them looked at. So he says that is the issue in this Gemara. He says, sneers for the nashim. Mihashamina and Baha Yisru Nami, sneers for the nashim. You'll see in our Siman, the Ramah uses the Svara to be a reason why even Chazaka won't work, because it's not just a question about Machavera, it's not in Lamakam. And you'll see this Matak is going to suggest that if so, even Kenyan shouldn't work. Beyond Chazaka, even if you had to agree to be Mochel, that shouldn't work. The Ramah himself is not so clear about this. The Ramah goes back and forth discussing whether, even if it is a matter of Isser, it might only be Lechatchila, there might still be room somehow to get a Chazaka. A little difficult to understand exactly why. But I'll call upon him. This is the fourth or fifth reason we have Ayin Hara, we have invasion of privacy, we have Lashon Hara. Now we have this question of tznius, that you can see inappropriate things in someone else's house. There's a fifth reason, which is proposed by the Sma and some other Achronim. It's not clear if there's a really solid source for this in the Rishonim, but the fifth reason is somewhat different from all the other reasons. Some of the yeshivish, Talmidei Chachamim write about this, some of the Rosh Yeshiva, the Chazon Yecheskel, Levin Ozel, and more modern people talk about this. It's based on, there are sources though, the Sma is about as early as it gets. The Sma says that in a case where there's no Ayin Hara, the Re'iyah itself is not harmful, because there is no Ayin Hara for it to cause harm. Ela shegoremes hezek, it causes harm. How does it cause harm? Yon shechavero lo yasa asaka v'chatzer mikach shabosha mimenu, o sheyari shavu lo hezek asakas v'u lo shar hen yonim keyotzi ba'elu. The hezek is that he will be inhibited, will be constrained in his ability to use his property because he's worried about you seeing him and doing all the things that we talked about, gossiping about him, learning his business secrets, whatever it is. But that itself is not the hezek. Learning his secrets, that's not hezek. Stealing your trade secrets may not be defined as hezek. The hezek is you become unable to use your property because you're worried about him. Very strange kind of hezek. The fact that I'm reluctant to use my property because I'm afraid of something you might do, that's a hezek attributable to you. Rishon Zalman and the Avin Ozel seems to understand that it's not the normal kind of hezek. You're right, that's not a real hezek. He compares it to something we learned in Kofnun Hay, the idea of Davsha. Over there, the idea was, I have a wall, my wall needs to have people walk near it so it can be strengthened. Somehow people walking near a wall makes it firmer and stronger. So in certain cases, the neighbor has to leave room on his property so people can walk so your wall can be strengthened. Very strange thing, the Acharonim asks. Since when do I have to allow foot traffic on my property so you can have a better wall? So post can grapple with this. The Ksos had a very hard time with this. Exactly what does it have to do with Niske Shechenim? I'm not being mazik you. You want me to help you so I can have something. So Mrs. Zalman compares this to that. He says, I would like to have free use of my property. In order to do that, I want you to restrain yourself and not look and not have windows. Mrs. Zalman said, that's a similar thing. It's a kind of unusual extension of Niske Shechenim. He learns it's Machlokas, that it falls into this category that sometimes I have a schus that you have to cooperate with me in order that I should be able to use my property in a way that I find more convenient and better for me. But Echshia, this is kind of a fifth and last approach to Hezekriya. It's not any actual damage. It's just that the Hezek is that you don't want the other guy to find himself constrained and unable to use his property in ways that he would like to in a completely free and unconstrained way. We'll just mention one last point, which you'll see in the Siman 2, kind of related to this. That is the question of Hezek Shmia. We're worried about Reuven not being able to see into Shimon's property. Is there a concern with Reuven not being able to hear noise coming from Shimon's property? So Rikveger, very, very briefly, Rikveger brings a tshuva of Rabbi Yom Mizrahi. Rabbi Yom Mizrahi says, no, we are not concerned. Rikveger says, he brings to the Marikash, Rabbi Yaakov Castro, B'Shem the Re'em, Rabbi Yom Mizrahi, Hezek Shmia lo shamanu, Dishmei Hezek. Six words, that's it. Hezek Ria we find, Hezek Shmia we don't find. Now the Achronim bring, that's pretty much all he says. He brings Raias, but he's not Masber. The Achronim point out, the Meiri also says something similar. He says that we're not worried about, Chazal, we're not Machayev you to build a fence that's strong enough to block out sound, only to block vision, but not sound. Meiri says, why? Because people, when they talk, if they talk loud enough, they have no real expectation of privacy, so they won't talk in such a way that they'll be overheard. So you can ask, why isn't that called Menias Hashtamshus? That not building a fence is causing me to be constrained in how I talk. Maybe the Miri doesn't alter that version of the Hezek, but he says that the Miri seems to feel that in principle there is a problem of Hezek Shemiah, just that practically it's not a problem because you won't be talking. We'll see that's as far throughout the Siman. Anytime you won't be doing your things anyway because other people can see you or for other reasons, then there's no problem. So Hezek Shemiah, in principle, might be a problem, but Lamaisa, you won't talk about private things in an exposed place.
Well, what about all those Hezekim we talked about just last week? A cobbler or a shoemaker.
That's the opposite. The person hearing the noise is bothered by the noise. We're talking about the reverse thing where I'm worried that if I'm going to have a conversation with my wife and you're going to hear me, that's something I have no right to object to. Many contemporary Achronim suggest that even the Re'em, who seems to say absolutely there's no such thing as Hezek Shmia, they say he doesn't mean you're allowed to actively eavesdrop and listen. Like it says, Lo Yistaka, allow it to apply to Shmia too. He says maybe the Re'em just means either maybe he means like the Meiri that they weren't Mechayev any construction for Hezek Shmia because he won't be talking, or maybe Stam, Chazal, for whatever reason, weren't Mechayev construction. But they want to suggest that even the Re'em would agree you're not allowed to actively eavesdrop on somebody else.